This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
I just find so much inspiration in the stories that these women are telling. Their journeys have been incredible and gut-wrenching and so powerful. And oh yeah, they talk about the delicious food that has gotten them to where they are.
Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast helping you feel confident about cannabis. I'm Ellen Scanlon. You just heard from Tara Cannaday, the Maine-based executive chef of the edible brand Pot and Pan. Today, we are going to indulge three of your five senses: hearing, of course, but also taste and smell, with recommendations for some very popular podcasts all about food. When you think about cannabis and food, what comes to mind first? Probably the munchies? Or maybe you have a favorite weed-infused recipe by a cannabis chef. I've learned that once you learn how to make canna butter, you can pretty much infuse anything. We started playing around with the idea of pairing podcast and strains on Twitter a few months ago, and people really had fun with it. What if you could listen to an expert in food while also enjoying a strain that brings out your inner chef? Today, we're pairing food podcast with strains to inspire some culinary fun. I'll share two food podcast recommendations from the How to Do the Pot team and our fellow podcasters, plus two great strains to enhance your listening. Whether you are ready to make a classic batch of pot brownies or want to infuse some refreshing lemonade like we did on one of our Friday infusion reels on Instagram, check it out. These strains will help inspire your appetite. One of my goals in teaching you how to do the pot is to help set expectations for how you'll feel after you consume. And by pairing these podcasts with the strains we've chosen, maybe you'll be inspired to try some new strains, and it can help you figure out whether they are a good match for you and your mood. It's all to provide you with a few essential strains for your cannabis toolkit. Strains you know and love, and you also know when to bring them out. Do you want to know what strain to pair with your favorite podcast? DM us at Do The Pot or send an email to hi@dothepot.com with the show, and we might match it up in a future episode. If listening to people talk about food inspires you to try new recipes or maybe play with a new ingredient, you'll want a strain that helps you relax and keeps your mind clear. That's why the first strain for our podcast pairings today is Harlequin. Harlequin is typically a 2-to-1 strain, which means it has 2 times more CBD, non-intoxicating, than it does THC. It's great for calming anxiety and stress and easing chronic pain. You know that feeling after just finishing up a great yoga class or a long run? Your mind and body feel calm with good energy. Those are the effects that Harlequin is known for. If you can smell it, do. The saying goes, your nose knows. So if it smells good to you, it will probably respond well with your body. And with Harlequin, you'll notice a sweet, floral, and earthy smell and a musky taste with undertones of citrus and tropical fruit. Women love Harlequin for the high CBD, low THC mix that makes it an especially reliable and comforting strain for newer consumers. Mentally, you'll feel fine, like yourself, while you're following cooking instructions, and you'll have a good mindset for any complicated food prep. If you love listening to podcast episodes about how chefs develop new recipes that challenge the flavors you thought you liked, or you want to hear about a secret ingredient that will make a new dish your absolute favorite, Harlequin will have you paying attention and excited to get cooking. The next strain couldn't have a better name for today's food theme. It's Lemon Garlic OG. And not just because lemon and garlic are crucial for many delicious recipes. It's known as a very relaxing strain that will have you super aware of the smell and taste of food and may give a boost to your appetite. Getting the munchies is not always welcome, but for people who have lost their appetite due to cancer treatment or other medical issues, this is a great strain to help stimulate appetite and get them back on the road to health. And women love lemon garlic OG for more than its hunger-enhancing qualities. It's also great for relieving pain and relaxing muscles. I think of it as a great strain for just really relaxing at the end of a long day. Even the smell will welcome you into the experience with spicy notes of garlic and citrus and a taste of lemon, garlic, cheese. I'm getting a little hungry just thinking about it. There are so many great podcasts about food, and if you're looking to learn about, for example, why pasta owes everything to the ingenuity of women, or how your favorite restaurants and cookbooks came to be, Lemon Garlic OG is a delicious companion. And a quick note about buying weed in a dispensary. You will run into the terms sativa, indica, and hybrid. Usually Harlequin is labeled as a sativa and lemon garlic OG as an indica. These labels, though, are not always that helpful if you really want to know how you're going to feel. I go into this a lot more in episode 77, so listen to that one for the tips that really will help you pick the right strains for you. I'll link to it in the show notes. If you're not in the mood to smoke, but maybe you want to cook with Harlequin or Lemon Garlic OG, and then listen to our recommended food podcasts, I like your style. Before you get started, here are a few of the most popular tips I've shared about cooking with weed. Even pro cannabis chefs recommend starting out with a cannabis cookbook. We love The Art of Weed Butter by Menle Golike Agri, or if you're looking for something more advanced, The Weed Gummies Cookbook by Monica Lowe of Sue Weed. These books both help you understand dosing in a step-by-step way and keep the guesswork at a minimum. I would start off by spending a minute thinking about how you want to feel after you consume and what amount of THC and CBD will be right for you and anyone you're sharing goodies with. A great idea from Chef Michelle Fox is to head to a legal dispensary, test out some edibles, and see how they make you feel. If 2.5 milligrams of THC and CBD feels great, try dosing your treats with the same amount. I love a balanced feeling, which means for me, edibles that have equal amounts of CBD and THC, and sometimes a lot more of the non-intoxicating CBD works best for me. Once you've started experimenting in the kitchen, take a few notes on dosage, cook time, and ingredients so you remember what worked best for you. And for lots more great tips from experts on cooking with cannabis, check out episodes 166 and 167. Now that you've sampled the strains and gotten a little infused cooking 101, let's move on to the main course. Food People by Bon Appetit is our first podcast rec, coming from the California-based graphic designer, Kat Delgado.
I love Food People by Bon Appetit. I love how intricate they get about the details of food and cooking. And it just makes me feel really nerdy about food. And I love it.
Food People is made by, for, and about people who love food. Each week, host Amanda Shapiro asks a serious or not so serious food question, like, what's the best way to grill chicken? Can meal prep be less terrible? Are air fryers worth the hype? In search of answers or at least a spirited debate, her show features chefs, writers, and experts from across the culinary universe. For years, the host, Amanda Shapiro, was the editorial director of Bon Appetit and helped them to revitalize their brand for younger foodie generations. The podcast is no longer airing new episodes, but has logged over 300 over the past few years, so there are lots of shows to learn from and step up your cooking game. If you love soaking up food facts like Kat does, try Lemon Garlic OG. The stories on Food People will probably make you hungry, and the strain will make food smell and taste even better. Amanda loves a good food pun, so you can relax while you listen and have a good laugh, too. With all the expert culinary insights on Food People, you could also pair it with Harlequin. Maybe channel your inner Julia Child. Julia Child was all about confidence, and Harlequin can help put your mind at ease while you whip up that new recipe. Speaking of inspiring women in food history, Chef Tara Canaday's podcast recs are all about influential women who made their mark in food.
My two favorite food-focused podcasts are Radio Cherry Bomb and Speaking Broadly. Both of these podcasts tell incredible stories each week with a focus on a different woman who has created a product or a restaurant or gone on a journey in the food, beverage, or hospitality space. And I just find so much inspiration in the stories that these women are telling. Their journeys have been incredible and gut-wrenching and so powerful. And oh yeah, they talk about the delicious food that has gotten them to where they are. I listen to both of these while I'm in production in my own kitchen. And the thing I love most is that they're not just for food people. Anyone from any industry can listen to either of these podcasts and find so much inspiration from these incredible ladies.
To give you a quick taste of what to expect, I'm so happy that Speaking Broadly, hosted by Dana Cowan, sent us a clip.
The gun control cake, will you describe it? Because it's extraordinary and shocking, but also quite beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, cakes are inherently beautiful and fun to look at, regardless of their structure. And so there's so much room to play there. And the gun control cake in particular is pretty small. It's a 6 or 8 inch single tier white cake, kind of a broken deckled edge on the top, highlighted in gold. I have a hand painted watercolor, kind of 2.5D handgun going into one side of the cake. And then exploding out from the other side are the 5 state flowers of the states with the highest mortality rate from guns that year. It felt important and it felt really exciting to be able to use my art in this way that, you know, I was able to engage with really heavy topics, but still do it in a way that people weren't scared to look at or talk about. And so I think blending the fun and frivolous and beautiful with the heavy and depressing has been really healthy for me. And I think is what gives my work more impact, I think, too.
I get very inspired by these stories of people doing the things they love and helping others through their passion and their creativity. Did our friends serve up your favorite food podcasts? If not, let us know what you think would be a good match for Harlequin or for Lemon Garlic OG. And a quick recap. Harlequin will help you feel confident and stay clear-headed as you cook, and Lemon Garlic OG will give a delicious boost to the new flavors and foods you learn about. Do you love true crime, comedy or music-themed podcasts. In episodes 175, 177, and 180, I shared podcasts from those genres and strains to pair them with. If you want us to pair a strain to your podcast, please reach out. Send an email to hi@dothepot.com. Thank you for listening to How to Do the Pot. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. Thanks to our writer, Devin Andrade, and our producers, Maddie Fair and Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.